Blog Talk Radio.
So, beloved brothers and sisters, I have asked that we all come together once again, because as a people, as a species, as a humanity on this planet, we are currently on a path that has led us all to the thresholds of extremely perilous times.
You're not conscious of the presence of God in you. You're afraid of that reality, because with that reality comes responsibility that you don't want.
Without human consciousness, there is no world.
Rivers of crime, our thoughts make the pyramid shine. We the gods, that's a fact, not a theory of mine. The devil exposed, chapter in forever is closed. You forgot who you are, but your melanin knows. Hear yourself with your thoughts, let the medicine go. The dream merchant keeps you purchasing lies that keep working. Searching for the magic of wealth of Greek serpents. I never said that I rap, I speak sermon. If I could show the Wizard of Oz beneath the curtain. Satan stole our DNA from my seeds, burst them, and church them and take your manhood. That's how they curse men. Before we caught Africans, touch Mars, I'm back again. Rule is back, put my gun down and use math to win. I made a decision away from the system to quake with division, so they can take them Haitian magicians. But they spirit in the living got you making resistance. Women thinking they your man, yet they pray for submission. Food shopping at McDonald's straight away from their kitchen. Feeding chaos to their children, yet you hate they don't listen. I came from an ancient dimension, we gave an extension to Yaku, they got you in faith and religion. Knew it's a lie, accepted for the sake of tradition. In the depths of your soul, where the savior's in prison, I break the inscription encoded in the glacier was written. Kalik is on his way there, old without a gray hair. I know when I reach my last breath, I'll make it rain air. Hell is the state you go through, you shouldn't stay there. Devil's still deceiving you now, you think he plays fair? I do the impossible, move super logical. Move obstacles with no hands, sit like Costa Zoo. In the dark, light up the sky, just like commas do. I left hell and never returned, I'm too conscious too.
Without human beings in this world, conscious human beings in this world, in effect, there would not be a world. We bring the world into being through our consciousness.
Wisest of our wisest elders have repeatedly said down through the ages that that which you seek, you already possess. That you are the God you seek. You are the heaven you covet. You are the salvation that you await and pray for so desperately.
I have found my own way to personal salvation.
You think we have to wait for a Bible as it is called? We didn't have to wait for these books. We didn't go in a church, right? We didn't go in a temple. We didn't go in a masjid. We didn't have to go to any of those places. Every action, every heartbeat, every pulse beat was a prayer in harmony with the divine universal order. Rhythm of the earth and the rhythm of the universe and the rhythm of the cosmos.
The people love the sun. The hero tells begun. No, on the living book you're reading from, you know where you can run. You can't escape the one. No, on the living book you're reading from.
They say don't look above, the answer's in the dead book. Your righteous mind stolen by theft. Knock you out, replace your memories. When you woke up, you had your pockets out. Took your house and locked you out. Said you never had a thing. So it's winter where you from. You never had a spring. Sick mythology, enslaved by technology. Gave you religion in place of cosmology. Couldn't see the sun and you crisis a dead body, see? Huh, the Bible is a graveyard. There were many minds, you don't think much but pray hard. In church, you gotta pay the charge. My Creflo's dollar stack. Million dollar homes in a jet. Pocket stack where your soul is on. Empty counting quarters for the laundromat. But I digress a little. It's a food for thought, digested is official. My melanin's a crystal. Forget about historical ifs. The waters will shift, distorted. All religions, allegorical myth. For the universe in motion, too short to dismiss. Sheep talk about nothing, sleepwalk up the cliff. Souls, self-destructive, they don't want to exist. And here's some fresh jewels, you don't want to resist. Uncover the 12 apostles, I'm Christ, the last supper, the first. They called Peter, they said he was the leader, like Aries, the ram, hothead, he had the fever. Simon the Taurus, the zealot, but shine eager. Gemini, the preacher, was James, it gets deeper. His brother Andrew, with cancer, some say, it'll comfort you, I know you'll have the answer someday. And John, the most beloved of Christ, well, that's Leo, the reason why he wrote 5 books for God's people. Was his heart the sun? This line's actual. Philip said he's like the screwdriver, most practical. Virgo, followed by Bartholomew, Nathaniel. He represents the Libra, the scales that sit to balance you. But there's a down Thomas, and every crowd's down you. Scorpio, the skeptic, come and walk through the eclectic. James, the great teacher, is sad, the most epic. Matthew will tax you, hitting Capricorns, to rap along. St. Jude, the Aquarius, people, he takes care of us. Light upon the darkness of those who ain't aware of us. Judas Iscariot, it shows if you can't carry it across. Weighs too much, consume beverages like Pisces. Sail the high seas for all my mind sees. Find them in history now. It's kind of hard to do, because Jesus is the sun within man. They're all a part of you. The universe above is the same. It's just the larger you. Captured in your first full breath, the first spark of you. The creator is an artist, and the artist you.
That's what he's leading us to when he picks up his charts and gives us the details.
The people of the sun, the hero's tale's begun. No, I'm the living book you're reading from. There's nowhere you can run, you can't escape the one. No, I'm the living book you're reading from.
In harmony with it all, we didn't need a box, didn't need no building, didn't need no church, no synagogue. We went back to our natural selves. Those among us and their power and their force and their spirit and their power of the head and their power of the soul that is emanated and generated to us. That's what we're talking about.
Peace. Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We have the distinct honor and privilege to bring back to the platform. It's been a while since we heard from my brother, Dr. Aleem Albay, one of my mentors, one of the champions, one of the truest teachers that we would have to come before us. And what we call the conscious community. Brother been putting in work for over 25 years, lectured all around the world, dynamic, versatile brother. There's so many things I could say about this brother, but we're just going to get it started. That phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. And press 1 with your questions. On your comments. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others my brother, Dr. Aleem Albay.
Greetings. Peace.
Peace, God. Islam.
Okay. Islam, how you doing tonight, Brother Knowledge?
Hey, I'm good, G. I'm good. On the eve of my mother's born day on tomorrow, so just getting ready for that.
Okay,
and, because I know, like, we had that event in Germany, you know, originally yesterday or the day before, you know what I'm saying? You know, seeing Darren in the crowd and all of that, you know what I mean? That was a remarkable event, man, historical event. So, you know, going on, like, into the 10th year, I think, 10th year. Or the ninth year of that. So
right.
Definitely something that's historical, a point of reference. How you though, guys?
Oh, I'm doing good. Getting ready to come out with some new material. You know, we got a We got the Akasha Records and Media Incorporated. And that's what we're working with right now. You know, so, you know, just moving towards that and getting things together.
And salute to the Empress, man. She's sending my love, man.
All right, no doubt. I definitely will.
Yeah. Man, I was watching The Anatomy of God last night, too. I was watching The Anatomy of God last night, man, and I was like, man, just thinking about how far we have, I don't even know what word to call it, from where we were, where the conversation was, I could just use it like that, to
right.
What's there right now. I mean,
exactly. Right. There's definitely a remarkable difference.
Yeah, definitely.
And the people can't tell the difference, obviously. You know, that's what gets me. You know, and as if you know, it wasn't us who sparked the present YouTube generation into this consciousness.
Right.
You know, who information were they using? You know, if it wasn't Dr. Malachi York or Dr. Debbie Blair or Barbara,
right.
Or Dr. Phil Tom or Brother Bobby Hammond or Brother A. Rashid or all my
friends. Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy. Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I was just thinking about, you know, all of the, to me, everything was in a protected class. And then
we
get a chance to see what happens when you stir that pot up together and it wasn't supposed to be stirred up. You know,
right.
Everything don't mix up. You just go back and look, you know, Dr. Devil Blair, C. Freeman L. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's right.
You asking people, like, you know, you ever heard of C. Freeman L? And they looking at you with the deer in the headlight. Look, and,
right.
You know, they purporting to have this information. I'm like, you got this information? And you're like, that's a major staple in the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't know Del Jones. You don't know Steve Coakley. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, just naming off people, like, you're like, you ain't never heard of none of these people, and you got what information do you? I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure out what information you got then, you know? Because I'm like, if you're not, that's protected.
I can tell you, they got somebody's information who heard one of us, and now it's regurgitating what we stated 25 years ago.
So that's why the conversation ain't progressing. We having 2 years of slave conversation in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I missed your joint in Dallas, and I was coming to Dallas to see you and the Queen, man. For real. I was coming down there, and, you know, some situations happened, and I wasn't able to go, but I was coming down there to see that. I was shocked, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know, y'all out and about. Is that in a state of necessity, you think? Because I'm like, I see you, and I see Reverend Valentine, you know what I mean, back on the election circuit, you know, as far as going around. What you think is the cause of that right now?
Hopefully, you know, we hope to, I know me and Bible too built a body here recently about come out and, you know, put some information which that will help galvanize people towards the spirituality, necessary to, you know, what's presently going on before the debates and all of the deception and dilemmas that we have taking place right now. So that's the plan.
So we're running around devoid of spirituality.
Right. Well, and see, spirit, see, because they get caught up in the spookiness of the spirit, it's nothing but breath. Breath is spirit. I mean, that anybody, you know, who opens a Western dictionary can see that. You know, if you open it and you look at breath, embedded inside the definition is the word spirit. You look at spirit, embedded inside the definition is breath. So they're synonymous. So when we talk about spirit or spiritual, we're talking about mastering the science of breath. You know, in fact, they need to get the book called Science of Breath by Yoga of Lama Chakra, you know, in which that is one of the excellent books that can be gotten, obtained, and put in the library and practice something practical after PhD debate. Doesn't do anything practical except for make a person, the average person get confused. As a matter of fact, instead of having someone who can help guide them along the path, you know, the thing is that we need teachers. I had teachers, you know, and these teachers allow for me to think, you know, so we need teachers in order to give us the ability in order to think for ourselves and to research and study so that we can come to our own conclusions, you know, based off of facts and which that we have gathered from them and from our own life experience.
No, that's just special to you. Tai Chi, Reiki, Qigong, you know, Frank Healing. I know, like, forever. So, I mean, if people need a teacher, you know, great things that you specialize in. It's definitely that. So.
Right, because we want to deal with
knowing how to breathe. Right.
Yeah, right, right. And that's practical. I mean, you look at the science of breath, you know, the average person breathes 18 breaths a minute. That is entirely too fast. Based on the Sanskrit Vedic text, it states that because the person breathes 18 breaths a minute, which is entirely too fast, we refer to it as the beast breath because 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. They end their life force, or their life force depletes, which ends their life quicker because of that. So by slowing down the breath, you lengthen your lifespan. So that's what we want to get people to realize. By slowing down the breath, you lengthen your lifespan.
You see, even the public food system that they implement, you know, meditation as a strategy, instead of the normal discipline policy in some of the schools, you know, and they're finding that it's, you know, better for the children, like they care about our children, you know.
Well, you know that they're not going to deal with Monsanto, which there was like more than 15 people in the administration under President Barack Obama, who was tied to Monsanto. You know, I have the names of individuals who was in his administration over the last 8 years or so. And he signed in certain laws concerning the protection of Monsanto. So his vice president was wondering, you know, we need better food for lunches.
Right.
But yet at the same time, you know, GMO food and Terminator seeds are being produced by Monsanto. And this is a travesty of what is taking place on planet Earth. You know, what is it that they're trying to dumb down besides just the minds of the people? They're trying to dumb down, obviously, DNA. You know, deoxyribonucleic acid, which is our ancestral lineage or ancestral conscious gateway. You know, these are our memories. In fact, we are memories of our ancestors, 7 generations on our mother's side, 7 generations on our father's side. We are composite of those memories. as well as further back, but those seven on each side, my mothers and fathers, we are a concentration of and have the closest DNA link to, you know. So this is shown even when someone gets a psychic reading, you know, that they were tapping to the ancestors, you know, based on that principle. You know, and anyone who studies indigenous culture will tell you the same. Whether it's African or Aboriginal or Native American or indigenous, all of that information is the same.
So how did you see this? I know we're not really current event people. We don't really travel in them circles. But this current situation as an Aboriginal in regards to, you know, what's going on here, you know, with certain things not being honored, you know what I mean? And the desecration of ancestral sites, you know, via this this pipeline and via this this character.
Right. Well, you know, that takes me back to the movie Matrix, when Morpheus was explaining to Neo what the Matrix was and what it is. And I remember Morpheus said that it's a system, you know, and that this system is our enemy. And when we are inside, you look around, what do you see? You see businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we're trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of the system. This means that they're our enemy. So you have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert and so helpless, depending on the system, that they will actually fight to protect it. Now, this is what Morpheus was saying, and I have to agree that this is what we come up against as indigenous people, you know, dealing with the system in which that has been rigged, because it is based on so-called white supremacy and based on those chemicals in which that Dr. Fielder, Neely Phillips, and Jr., as well as also Dr. Frances Quest Welsing, a lady salam to her because she just passed last year around this time. Mm-hmm. Those nine battlefronts, as we know, is education, economics, labor, sex, law, education, politics, you know, as well as also I would add in, you know, health, as well as also land. So these are the battlefronts that we are on, and we have to galvanize and find a way in order to counteract these 9 to 11 battlefronts. We have no choice. You know, this is really based on our survival, if you want to say.
So this situation with this fictitious character, the boogeyman that everybody running around with, how you see this situation, you know, with this band and all of that, you know what I mean? That they got going on.
Right. Are you referring to what could happen or might happen under this present administration?
That too, but more specifically with this band of the Islamic people from these nations not being allowed reentry in most cases, you know, some of that stuff that's going on.
Well, we know that that's based on the remaining 7 countries which are Islamic and do not believe in usury, that the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund Bank, which is ran by the Rothschilds, these are the 7 remaining countries that they do not have banks in or do not have connections to the IMF. So that's what this so-called present war against Christianity, against Islam, at the behest of those posing as Jews who was actually Zionists, the Illuminati. So once they get these seven remaining countries, Somalia, Sudan, you know, and five and several others, you know, Syria, Iraq, Iran. So once they get the remaining of these particular countries and put the IMF, install the IMF into it, then they will have, at least banking-wise, financially, economically, the new world order. And essentially, that's what this is all about.
And that's why Saudi was left off the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they already won with the United States.
Yeah.
Right. They already won with them. So it's no need, you know, in order to, you know, push that any further, at least anywhere.
So I guess I got to switch my hat real quick with, well, I'm pretty sure it's in the same vein of the conversation. I remember Black Dot used to do the Super Bowl predictions, you know, back in the day he used to do the Super Bowl predictions. How do you see this, you know, Super Bowl prediction? And, you know, because, you know, that's where they biggest agenda. You see what I'm saying? During that whole ritual right there, because you got world attention. It's the most watched sporting event in all of the world.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
800 million.
So,
800 million people. Right. 800 million people
right.
Watching.
So, mm-hmm. How do you see that with the all right. you got the Falcons and you got the Patriots. You see what I'm saying?
Well, once again, didn't the Patriots win last year against the Black Panthers?
I think that Denver?
Was that the Broncos?
Yeah, I think it was the Broncos.
Well, when was it when Cam was playing?
Yeah, that was Cam.
Okay. All right. So that was the Black Panthers against the Broncos. The Broncos won. This time, more than likely. We know that based on the Avengers movies, the Falcons are who? Are symbolic to who? You know, that is us.
Right.
You know, within the last few Avenger movies, the Falcon was us. You know, the brother have on a mechanic outfit.
Right.
You know, he technologically advanced, have wings. He can almost rival Iron Man. And there he is, you know. If people go back to the old comic books from the 80s and 70s, they will see what the Falcon is, symbolic. Of course, once again, that's us. So here's the Patriots this year. And we know the Republicans got in, and that was symbolic to them trying to do what they are trying to do. In particular, use Trump in order to bring about this new world order with these seven remaining countries, like we said. So, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, Iran, you know. So once they get these seven, you know, countries, then, you know, that was the reason why they killed Gaddafi.
Correct.
you know. And so it was all based on getting it done. And each step was calculated in order to bring this about. So it's the same thing. 800 million people are watching, and we want to see the Patriots, obviously, win against the Falcons, in which that symbolizes us. Once again, they will show everything has to be played out. That's why they show you so much on movies or television, because that's the largest brainwashing thing there is. And so 800 million people worldwide, they won't be able to see that. You know, and here it is. The Falcons was one of the worst teams ever. You know, I remember going to see them down in Atlanta. You know, and people were like, I ain't going to go see them. They suck. You know, and so forth and so on. This was in the 90s. You know, and even when they started winning a couple of games or so, people still, you know, was like, they ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to do nothing. So for them to even now make it to the Super Bowl finals, you know, but obviously just like they did with Cam, somebody to the Black Panthers. And what happened last year? We looked at it on the news right after, quote unquote, the Broncos, Denver Broncos won against, you know, the Panthers, North Carolina. They're going to say United Washington name on the news, which I live in North Carolina. And then they went after the new Black Panther Party.
Right.
After all Black Lives, they went after Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the false flag or the things that took place with Brother Micah Johnson in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
They had things that took place with Cosmo L. In which that he shot, you know, several police officers and so forth and so on. So all of these things showed that here it was, in the first week or so of February or so, Super Bowl took place, and July, it was in full stream by July the 17th.
Right.
You know, so just looking at that, you know, we speculated that they were going to come after the conscious community, and obviously they claim anything with this here.
Yeah, looking at that, like
if the Falcons win, I would be surely surprised, because that would mean that symbolically Trump would be making laws pertaining to us, in which that would be somewhat positive, in which that he did sign recently the executive order for the small businesses in order to give them less restrictions and give us the ability in order to get SBA loans and so forth and so on. It's just something to look at, you know, and see what happens and take place. You know, he kept telling us, you know, well, what y'all got to lose? Y'all in poverty, poverty stricken and so forth, what y'all got to lose? And we know what he meant by that, you know. We don't know what we got to lose. That's what the hell everybody was scared about.
Right. Well, we did know we had to lose. You know what I mean?
We knew that your father was dealing with Nazi communistic policies and principles, KKK principles and so forth and so on. So that's what we did know. You know, we all know where you stand at. You know, we know that based on what we seen that this country is ran by hybrid so-called reptilian line, in which that these so-called, quote-unquote, first and second overtone astral beings attaches themselves to these human cloaks and these humans, or what appears to be actually in mankind, you know, especially the Albion, they are the most easily influenced as far as possession is concerned. And these entities possess them and utilize them in order to get their bidding done. There's a lineage or a line in which that this happens through. And it's been happening since the Ptolemy family back in Egypt, you know, with the Philip Macedonia and Alexander the so-called fake, you know, so-called great, excuse me. Coming in, you know, same bloodline sits at the helm of most political governments today. And that's no coincidence. It is all orchestrated to make sure that those with what we refer to as Rh negative, which is that 15%, control the planet.
Into that, you know, I mean, with training, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, all of these things that look at now, 12 years going into 12 years, and you know, they're coming back to Louisiana, they're going back to Houston. You see what I'm saying? And you know, with that situation with Micah Johnson, they just put Micah X. You see what I'm saying? Looking at like the DC sniper type of situation. You see what I'm saying? And then you incorporate Dallas being a stronghold. Dallas being where the Blue Black Panther Party started in 89. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, Texas succeeding from the Union. You know, we look at that. And we see Andrew Jackson. You see what I'm saying? You know, quote unquote trash, white trash in office. You see what I'm saying? Like after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, like the reason why he was even given a spot is he didn't succeed from there. At Texas and in regards to Juneteenth and all of that history that's there, battleground state, Texas. You see what I'm saying? And that swing to see whether or not it was going to be a free state or a slave state, and in regards to the delegates of the government and the votes that they had and all that became the session, all of that, you know, ties in to Texas. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, that or a sovereign nation, you know, played out. Then you got Harriet Tubman, and then you got Andrew Jackson, that $20 bill situation. So it's a lot that's being on the battlefield that they call off. You see what I'm saying? It's on the ground. You see what I'm saying? Like you got the dome on the rock. You see what I'm saying? Like that same battle that's being played out, you know, with the Aboriginal people. Versus the Patriots, and Deja Vu, this is a Washington asking to be a Patriot. You see what I'm saying? So, remember that.
Yeah, you were totally correct, and I agree 100%. Exactly.
I was looking at, you know, the numbers not in our favor, you see what I'm saying, in regards to that battle being played out, because, you know, competition is one of the definitions of war, competition, so it's, you know, it's a war, you know, it's not a war that's on paper, it's a war that's physically being played out on this battlefield. You know, that's why they still call it a field, you know, football field, battlefield, it's a field, you know, and you're engaging in physical warfare, you know, 11 on 11, you know, and that attention, you know, they stopped in that war with Hitler and the Nazi regime. They stopped war for the Olympics. The only thing that could trump everything that was going on was the Olympics. The Olympics, they stopped war.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And, you know, that was the same, you know, Olympic race, you know what I'm saying, with Jesse Owens. You know what I mean? So that was the place to show, just like you was, you know, alluding to earlier with the genetic coding, to show the superiority of the genes, but also to be able to manipulate, you know, DNA. So you see that race being ran, like they made them, they made those runners, and, you know, before the world stage, and they was running the race and they lost the race. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, but what they learned was how to replicate that disease that they are. You see what I'm saying? Even with twins, and then you remember they came out with that multiplicity, you know what I'm saying, joint. Well, what's the cat name? Who was the first Batman? Michael Keaton. You see what I'm saying? You start looking at all of that, you know, and you see in the X-Men joint where old buddy found the Nazi dude in Brazil. You see what I'm saying? Which was, you know, which is an actual fact that, you know, that all of the German scientists that was involved in the genetic experiments was in South America and, you know, in North America around, you know, Wisconsin and states like that. And they've been there forever. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you look at all of these other influences that's coming in too. You know, so if they looking with this Republican Party, what they used to call what, the old guard, you see what I'm saying, or grand old party, you know, all of that, you know, and we know we're in a republic, we ain't dealing with the democracy, you know what I'm saying, y'all broke that down like a billion times into the republic for which it stands, you see what I'm saying, so we looking at that old guard, that resurgence of this patriot, but not a patriot based off of, you know, organic connection to the nation, you know, to the nation, but a fear mongering patriot who is extreme. You see what I'm saying? So that, exactly. That's the whole, you know, reactionary force that's there, that's played on this side, you know, with the patriots. But then you look at the resurgence of this renaissance. You know, we spoke about this, and this is crazy. Like, you was on the sixth episode, now you're on the 436th episode, Jake. So, you know, that's 430 episodes. So, you know, it's in sync with, you know, alluding to 70, you know, 70 is part of supreme mathematics, and that's, you know, this aboriginal god science was, you know, something that struck out. So I was like, let's deal with that. We, and on this Falcon, you know, we got the Falcon, we got the Heru energy right here, the research of that, hey, we ancestral energy that's coming to battle, and it's unexpected. It's not something that anybody could calculate. You see what I'm saying? You know,
exactly.
From Vic's time, you see what I'm saying? And he wore that number 7, you know? And who did everybody been running around dealing with that number 7 again? You see what I'm saying? It's been the Kaepernick situation, you know, with him. So, you know, with them getting that jersey and burning up that jersey and all of that and causing all of that, you know, hoopla, you know, around him not being a patriot, you see that, you know, that machine
exactly.
has been built up on this side. And then you see on this side,
exactly.
you see that energy, the rising of the king, of the Malik, you know what I'm saying, or the Malkuth, the resurgence of the kingdom. So, you know, you see that, and, you know, his old buddy campaign was fled on fear. You see what I'm saying? You know, Tupac shit. You see what I'm saying? He he did that hit him up campaign. You said I'm saying like he ran a hip hop campaign. The hip hop campaign. He tuned
right.
in to the frequency of the fearmonger. You said that all to get citizens in compliance. Their issue has always been trying to, you know, get own people in line through fear tactics. So the fear of, you know, this destruction, even with the cat, the crack dealing roof with that whole situation. You see what I'm saying? In South Carolina, in Denmark Vesey's church. You see what I'm saying? That same spirit that's there, you know, for being eliminated, for being destroyed, is fear that makes the patriots pay. So you think they do duty and service as a patriot. You see what I'm saying? So the whole
right.
you know, bit type of situation built up over here, this, you know, fashion resurgence, you see what I'm saying? You know, that they out the Hancock, you see what I'm saying? You remember that joint Hancock and he, you know, he had
yeah.
to drop him with, you know what I'm saying? So, right, so as soon as he separated from no longer do, you know, so it's the same Falcon, you see what I'm saying? And us separating from, and not vesting ourselves from that, you see what I'm saying? So just 25 years. You see what I'm saying? So you've been teaching for 25 years. You got 25 years, 25 is set back in the God mind and in dealing with the God principle. So this is what's at war or at stake on this stage right here. You know, we know it's staged and we know this controls it. So when you move it to, you know, small business, you know, business controls the political state of this country. That's why the taxation is where it's at. You see what I'm saying? So the government don't have any, it's minimal to know in regards to that 28% tax bracket that we exist in. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you even got tax over a certain amount. They don't even pay no taxes. What can you say to them? You see? Because you elicit their support in response to your. You see what I'm saying? So I see all of that being played out on this little stage right here on February 5th, you know, with this battle between the Aboriginal people versus the fake people, the fiction.
You are the only participant in the conference.
You still there, Jake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I see that, you know, and I see that, you know, the numbers is not in our favor.
Right.
But the thing about it, you know, look at the teams, it comes down to that defense destroying that quarterback's focus. He's a, what you call it? He's a robot. He's a robot, QB of old, like Dan Marino type, you know what I mean? Like John Elway type of situation. He's a pocket.
Right.
And so if you see his moves and you see these moves that OJ is implementing, he's implementing, you know, with his team. You know, so that's why everything is in executive order. You see what I'm saying? He's devoid
mm-hmm.
of working, you know, with his team. So that's a initial strategy. And I guess if we know that today, we'll be able to see, you know, what the moves are. You see what I'm saying? And you see all the deceit and the deception that they use, you know, deflating footballs and the spy and all of that coming to the stage. Like, so, all, you know, we're dealing with that. You know, all of that energy. So we know exactly, you know, how it's coming and where it's coming from. So what they can't calculate and what they didn't calculate was these other certain situations that built into Aboriginal people or original people taking back what's ours. You see what I'm saying? They didn't calculate, you know,
It like even within the confines of our community, some uproar was started. You see what I'm saying? So you see the same type of, you know, attack that was being employed, but what they didn't calculate is that they didn't calculate the foresight of the Falcon. They didn't realize that the Falcon can see over. He said, "It can fly over and have a bounty overwatch at the whole, you know, battlefield." So, you know, when they came with their little stuff, they didn't know anything. Having some conversations with some people. So you wanted to play the little game, and you thought you was gonna do what you was gonna do. It's like, nah, cat. Not like that. It happened after that. That whole strictly almost self-destructed. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you use the tactics of our enemy against, you know, you fall.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. The phone got choppy.
I was saying, just you know, recently, you know, with the whole debauchery that went on in regards to that Spygate type of tactics that they was using, you know, basically information and character, you know, attack using, you know, with our family, with the Moors, you see what I'm saying? You get a chance to see that, you know, all of that backfire, you see what I'm saying? And it went to shambles.
Right. That's true indeed.
And it, you know, it cost them. You know, they paid a very price for that. You see what I'm saying? So they incurred that wrath, and that wrath was self. So you see what's going on, you know, within those entities in that situation. So that's when we're trying to step off. You stepped off right on time. I'm saying that, you know, they forgot the foresight and the ability of the Falcon to be able to, you know, see through or see over a lot of this stuff when it's coming. You see what I'm saying? So that was on point. When it was time to go, it was time to go. You see what I'm saying? So.
Right.
And it ain't stop nothing. You know what I mean? The thing about it is it really, you know, it hurt the people, though. You know, the real people that was around. Because these other guys know nothing. So they can't miss nothing. You know, you can't miss what you never had. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So, you know, coming around, going forward, you know, like you were saying, I think this resurgence of this Falcon energy right here, you know, people want real answers. You know, they not content, you know, with the foolishness. You see what I'm saying? You know, these replacements, they had their time, you know. They had a good run. They had 8 years. These replacements, you know, these, whatever you call them. You know, it's what Frank said, you know, you cats got fat while we all starved in the streets. It's my turn. You see what I'm saying? So now, it's like the end of the. It's the end of that, you know, of that rain. You see what I'm saying? It's time for the real to be known. So I'm glad that, you know, that the teachers are back. You know what I mean? Like, to, you know, Chris, I told you, like, just to, you know, that, you know, the brothers are still around. So, you know, it's time for the research. The family energy, you know, the original family energy, you know what I mean? But, you know, with the families out and, you know, really getting back in to our ancestral lineage, getting, you know, and busting through, you know, these roadblocks that was there, that was placed there by people with good intentions and no information.
Exactly. I can feel you. I mean, that's exactly how everybody feels. You know, everyone that I know, that's how they feel. You know, it's definitely time in order to bring it back to the forefront and the originators. I mean, as a matter of fact, I know that you I'm just saying that you spoke with Chris, and I know that you wanted to set up a show with Chris, Dot, and Shabazz.
Right.
That's excellent, Dot. Excellent.
I mean, this show platform exists because y'all exist. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the reason, like, this is from what I grew up in the community with. You see what I'm saying? This is Bushwick. You see what I'm saying? This is Bushwick.
Right.
This is upstate New York. This is the Nation of Islam of the 90s. This is the Gods and Earths of the 90s. This is when it was real. This is Tony Yoda. This is Steve Coakley. This is Del Jones. This is Brother Big Man. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is
right.
This is the golden era. This is it. This is when, you know, this is all I know. I don't know any of this new stuff. This new stuff, I don't know any of it. You know what I mean? Like it started around 06 when, the decline. You know, by the time 09 was there, it was like, what is this? And who are these people? You see what I'm saying? What is this and who are these people? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, they held it together, you know, for 8 years, but, you know, the mask was slipping and the chinks in the armor and, you know, the orderly, the bedpan handlers was teaching. I was like, you what? What? You know, so like, so to know that the orderly, not the doctor, the orderly is running around as a doctor,
right.
Not the doctor. The doctor's not in, so the orderly is going to take care of it. And all the orderly knows how to clean up. So you get the person that changed the hand. Like, not even a nurse. Can't even move closer because of, you know, the Vanguard not being there. You know what I mean? That aspiration is to want to take the reins instead of having the reins being given to you. You know what I mean? So you see a lot of that.
Right.
So we can end of that epoch and we can continue to move forward. That's being waged. Whether we are victorious or we take an F, temporary, you know, in regards to what we have going forward. So I would just ask you, from your vantage point, where do you see us going from here? And, you know, what could you offer us as to see how or some advice going forward?
Well, there's several ways we can look at it. You know, because we see the problem is that many so-called conscious black folks want to keep arguing over trifling shit or trivial shit, things in which that didn't do anything for the so-called conscious community, you know, like who we are, you know, and what, you know, should we call ourselves based upon their unsubstantiated, basically claims and beliefs. And basically, you know, which was written by countless numbers of liars, Albion's Europeans, and the criminally insane. You know, psychopaths, sociopaths, you know, and regardless of what we call ourselves, you know, whether it's Moor or African or whatever term that we want to choose, you know, which these are terms in which they can be utilized at different times. But until we overcome the monopoly of our so-called enemy and what he has over our minds, and our liberation is impossible. You know, so this ability to to negatively control what we believe is the greatest weapon using us. And of course, we know that greatest weapon is our mind. So that's what they're using. So we have to break up out of the confines of what they say that we can use. You know, the language that we can speak, the name that we refer to ourselves as. All these things are limited to just a fleshly material existence when we are more than that. And because we're more than that, now you have individuals referring to us who study more than that as pseudo. You know, this is right. the same nonsense that came from Ali Muhammad, you know, and Wesley Muhammad when they was talking about ghetto teachers. You know,
ghetto scholarship.
Yeah, ghetto scholarship and all this now. This is the same perpetual bullshit that has now come forth. But yet, you know, what would be the point of teaching all this information and knowledge if you can't do anything with it in this life in the hereafter? You know, so that is the thing that we have to ask ourselves. But yet, you're taught in school, you know, Newton's law. 101, that energy can't be created or is energy destroyed. So what is running and moving your physical body if it's not energy? So if it can't be created and it can't be destroyed, then that means that you have the same exact quality as the Lord God, in which that the average Christian or Muslim or Jew is calling upon who Orthodox in their belief system. And believe only externally that there is a God up in the sky, you know, and wish that is far, far away. This is what a Muslim told me over a year or so ago, that Allah is far, far away. And I'm like, oh, he is. Oh, it is.
He told you that?
Yes. And that
you know who
Sufi,
he was if he told you that?
Yeah, and Sufis are, it says Sufis are crazy. They have some crazy beliefs, you know, about, you know, God being within. I say, brother, that you know, that's your belief system. However, every inspired book that I've read states that the body is the temple of God. You know, in the 101, it states specifically that the closest place that you can meet Allah is in the heart of man. Mm-hmm. And then also have the fact that even in the Holy Quran, it speaks about Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein.
Right.
So we this belief at that Allah or God or Yahweh or Jehovah or any name in which that you want to refer to the Creator as is far, far away. See, this is the stupidity of our people and this dogmatic, confined belief system and that they have, you know, and this is why they want to say that those who understand this a little bit deeper are pseudo now, you know. So, you know, we so-called pseudo or ghetto scholars are coming back and revenge upon the spiritual discourse, as I refer to them as. Bless you. That's what I refer to them as, is spiritual retards. Or, you know, since I'm affiliated with, you know, Brother Fukuana Labe in the Grave Diggers, which is
the clan. God.
Right.
Yeah.
The God, you know, I have to say that we've been dealing with the Silly Mortal Clan, as I refer to them as. Silly ass mortal clan. Because they are the ones who believe, like the white European song goes, we only human, born to make mistakes. So since this is their belief system, these are the idiots that we will be attacking and will be going at, you know, in order to show and prove who God is and what is God.
Yeah, you had the God on And that's a good brother near and dear to my heart, friend. You know what I mean? From Pawn Sunstar, Law Bay.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I think we brought you up in conversation. You know what I'm saying? In the course of that. You know, he don't let nobody talk to him. Yeah, I love that brother, man.
I know
we had, you know, planned for some time, but, you know, due to some extenuating circumstances beyond our control, you know, I'm thankful for the time that we did have. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute.
Right.
I know a lot been going on with you as well. So if you got anything upcoming, I know you're going into a whole lot, you know, and I know a lot has happened with you. I mean, I'm glad that you are in a good space too, you know what I mean, as far as your health and anything, you know what I'm saying? So, thank you for
that. Yeah, fine with that. No more on flea foggers getting shot up in the face, because I won't be using any more sprays. You know, so that's the good thing about that. That'd be narrowed down on what the cause was. And then, you know, we have our website, www.drlionelbay.com. For those that want to learn more, we have several pages there. One is called The Metaphysical and or Religious Confusion, in which that goes in depth about this type of information. As well as also we have United Washington, as well as also United Washington Official History, United Washington Language, and United Washington Reclamation Process, for those that want to understand more about the Moorish, indigenous, aboriginal existence here in the Americas, as well as globally. So that's where we're at right now. So those that need to call us for any engagements, if you can, give us a call at 910-364-9099. We will come out and lecture to the greatest of our ability and give you the most outstanding lecture that we possibly can. So once again, the call at 910-364-9099.
And y'all got any upcoming events? I know y'all normally do something around the solstice.
Yeah, we have the next event March 3rd. And that's going to be at Raw Blisstopia, Raw-topia Bliss, excuse me, which is Sister Sasha Lone's place, vegan spot in Columbia, South Carolina. So we'll be there March 3rd. Which is that Friday between the hours of 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those that's in the area, definitely come and check us out.
Right. Your social media stuff?
Right. Oh, and we also have our March 17th, 18th, and 19th event that's coming up, which is United Washington Aboriginal Indigenous Conference, in which that we do annually, in which that we do be dealing with the science of law, de jure law, de facto legalities, how to work with court cases and get yourself out from those particular predicaments, tickets, as well as also colorable law and so forth and so on. So we plan on giving that to everybody. And then we have those who want to get into energy modalities, learn Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, Pranic Healing, even astrology and numerology, Kundalini Yoga, as a matter of fact. So we'll be adding everything in this year into our event. For those that want to learn more, please go to our calendar of event page, which is Dr. Alim Elbey, that's DrAlimElbey. That's DrAlimElbey.com. And please go to the calendar of event pages for March 17th, 18th, and 19th. And we're going to be going in. Right? And reserve your space. 3-day event. And it's only $200. for a three-day event, and you're going to learn so much information. You're going to have to make sure that you bring a pen and paper, because when we go in, I mean, for those who see my videos, know that we give out, you know, some pertinent information, you know.
And that's in North Carolina, right?
Right. That's going to be in North Carolina. Exactly. And the details and everything is right there on the website.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, G. You know, it was too long. It was too long overdue. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They get out.
This program work in a certain kind of fashion. You know what I'm saying? If I don't hear from some of my teachers, I get a little nervous. So I got to, you know, make sure I get out there. It ain't too many people I claim, you know what I mean? Because you know who my mother was.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, yourself, you know, Black Dye and Rashid, like, y'all was the teachers of our teachers. You see what I'm saying? The teachers from our teachers, like, the translators for me, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody ain't get the chance to see Freedman, to see Freedman out, you know,
right.
Or Bobby Hemmings in that case. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
they gotta, you know, be able, you know, to rely on the translators to the decoders that give us the message. You see what I'm saying? Everybody get a chance to see Reverend Phil Valentine, but they see,
right.
You know, Red and Blue Pill. You see what I'm saying? They
right.
see, you know, KT the Arch degree. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, they ain't getting
right.
a chance to meet, you know, Dr. Sabian. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, the translators that be able to keep it in this text. So if you put, you know, all of those greats together, all of those scholars, all of those, you know, master teachers, you know, roll it up in one, you get to see, you know, the fruit. You know what I mean? If you was with these people,
right.
It would be evident not only in your speech, but in your ways and actions. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's the application of knowledge. When you have wisdom phase, when you got wise words and wise ways and actions, you know exactly that you came from somewhere, and then you got a lineage and a legacy, and you'll do it a dishonor if you was moving any other kind of way. You see what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, a credence. You know, I can say, you know, I'm a progenitor or an inheritor. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and how can I show and prove that? You get a chance to see. You see what I'm saying? You see that, you know, if we interface or if you checked out, you know, any of these shows, anything like that, just even with, you know, the people that have been on, you know what I mean? So, you know, to keep it properly in the text, you know, is my mission, and, you know, continue to be that cherubim with the flame of swords, making sure that turned in all directions, so, you know, cats don't come up, you know, get it twisted, not least over this way, you know what I mean? So they can know that there's a differentiator between those who have it and those who don't have it, you know what I mean?
Right. Gotcha. All right,
appreciate you,
Lord, and I'm going to get up all over here, and
sure.
I'm going to have to definitely do this again, you know, and, no, and go deeper on it, Paul, because you went in on that football analysis there, the Super Bowl, and what we can possibly expect. Like you said, we gave the scenario about what took place just last year.
Right.
You know, the last year of Barack Obama being in position, you know, as president.
Right.
So, you know, let's make it past this, you know, with this Trump, and let's see what happens with this football game. Like you said, 800 million people will be watching, so you have no choice but to come to understand that this is the largest venue for them to put everything on the world stage, and it's
right.
told through this battlefield as you stated. So I definitely want to leave the people with that, and I appreciate you, Watt, and we build again.
Well, show information. You put out the show information too. First of all,
yeah, every Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday night we have our show, which is First World Order Radio, and that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And basically, you get the chance to hear us go in on various topics: esoteric sciences, occult teachings, metaphysics, quantum physics, history, Afrocentricity, you know, so forth and so on. So just come and check us out.
All right, Jake.
And then people can also check us out on our YouTube page, you know, Osaro Lima Bay. They can go there and check out. We got like about 300 videos.
Right.
So they definitely gather something, you know, for them. We have the past shows from the blog talks on there too. So please check us out. Peace, y'all.
Peace, God. So definitely check my brother out, www.alimabay.com. A lot of information up there, you know, a lot of products, you know, books, CDs, you know, all kinds of information there. And I had a cool 3-day workshop. It's going to be beautiful. And tomorrow, when we can hip-hop, Icon, Doggy Diamonds TV, on Year of the Blackfish series with the Foundation, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Definitely going to be a phenomenal show, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Check us out at www.DudeKnowledgeUniversity.com. And, check out the show. There's also a place where you can check out the show. You can subscribe to the show here also at www.blogtalkradio.com/DudeKnowledgeRadio. That's DotKnowledgeRadio. Follow the show on Twitter, and that's at KnowledgeBall15. Again, that's at KnowledgeBall15. And if you have show ideas or ideas for guests, you can email us at DudeKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. Been a phenomenal, awesome show. Salute again to Dr. Aleem Albay, his Queen Kadira, phenomenal power couple and an example of that, you know, righteousness and love that exists within our people and our family dynamics. So don't forget to check us out on the Year of the Blackfish, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out on Wednesday with the Black Bible and General Civilization class with the National Minister of Defense for the Black Liberation Party, my Atomic Airline, the Transformation Fast. Check us out on Thursday, Black Money Matters. I was supposed to have Black Radio on this Thursday outside of our regular scheduled time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're doing stuff. In regards to Black History Month, check us out on Saturday. We got Mastermind coming this week, 4:30 p.m. Standard Time. And check out on Sunday. We have Sharif Albay on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's a piece of like power.
Solve the mystery. The answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. If you can see if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. An eternal blackness in the midst of the darkest night. Proteins and minerals exist within specks of light. Solids, liquids, and gases, and sparks of light within infinite lengths and widths and depths and heights. No beginning or ending.
seven dimensions, enough space for more than a million worlds and inventions. Travel through time with enough room to be the moon of the most high's great mind, which he would soon make shine. With intelligent elements in sight that he would gather in the realms of relativity, electricity struck matter, energies that stole he would load to keep releasing atoms by the millions. The numbers increased until it was burning. He kept returning himself to the source. The hotter his thoughts, it gave the center more force. He gave birth to the sun, which would follow his laws. All caused by his mental intercourse. Who is God? If you can see if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically.
Who is God?
His craft, the master in the attic. He dealt with measurements. His language was mathematics. His theoretical wisdom or the numerical system. The complete number 9, which means born or existing. He gave birth to all planets, inorganic and organic. So you wouldn't take it for granted. They rotated their own distance around the sun and fully submit to the existence of one. And each one was promised everlasting perfection. If each one keeps spinning in the same direction to the east. And each speak the motion of peace and harmony. And each show devotion to teach the universes to come. The whole world must go according. All your galaxies are more large, your stars start falling. So stay in your orbit, maintain safe and sound. Like the planets, your cycle remains perfectly round. If you can see if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. His wisdom, his response is this, a understanding, which is the best part. He picked the third planet where new forms of life would start. He pursued, show and prove every move in order. Back to the source, he let off his resources in the water. Climate's climax, where the climate is at high degrees. Seas start to breathe deep in the darkest seas. And the planets, they lay in the cleaves that form land and expand, using the same cleaves to form man. In his own image, our origin begins in the east. Culture rise to free with the powers of peace. Dealing equality, nature's policy is to be gone. Build and destroy positively, born life like a law. And each one was given everlasting perfection. If each one keep living in the same direction, and life was life. And love was love. We went according by the laws of the worlds above. It showed us physically we can reach infinity. But mentally, through the century, we lost our identity. Life started ending. We got tripe and started sinning. Lost touch with the beginning. Now cipher stopped spinning. And what was once easy became confused and hard. Which brings us back to the mystic question, who is God? 66 trillion years since his face was shown. When the seventh angel appears, the mystery will be known. Check Revelations and Genesis, St. Luke and John. Even tells us we are gods in the holy Quran. Wisdom sent from beauty, one of the meanings of God. G-O-D, you and me, go more R's and bar. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sun, moon, and star. Man, woman, and child, and so is the law. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Bear witness to the law gave birth to all, for law was all, and therefore life itself. And the universe gave birth to man, the universe is man, and man was the universe, and the universe was always existed, and existence was life, and life was the law. And the law had no beginning because he is what always was. Rock him along. Peace. Now who is God?